You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all.
It is hour number two. Lost track of hours there. See, this is what happens when coverage begins of England and the U.S. As Coach Kenny Farrell has joined us here at the start of hour number two. I thought, is your guest Ed McGinnis giving us a call? Are we calling him now?
I think we should call him. He's standing outside the stadium waiting
for
us.
You know what? You told me he was calling me.
Yeah, but I think it's easier to call that way. Okay, it's a direct number. It's a New Orleans number.
In football, it's called an audible.
Yeah, there you go.
What is it called in soccer when you have a plan and then you have to adjust to something else?
You screwed up.
Is that the official soccer terminology?
Like, yeah, on the pitch, it's like fix it quick.
Fix it quick.
Drop back in.
Okay, so it's the semifinals of the Women's World Cup. We're going to speak with Ed McGinnis. First off, kind of introduce us to who he is.
Well, Ed McGinnis is the commissioner of soccer for Carrollton Boosters, which is an incredible recreational soccer program based in Uptown, up on the fly. And we're a strategic official partner with them. We provide the competitive professional training for Carrollton Boosters. But he does a fantastic job. The numbers are amazing.
Oh.
He works, and he took his family over to watch the.
Hold
on, I'm getting interrupted here.
Well, I interrupted you because even though the music's playing and everything,
National Anthem.
On your phone, ESPN just gave you an alert. I guess you must follow soccer news. Go ahead and read it. Pull it down from the top menu there, the notifications. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We'll tell you when you walked in.
Is it Neymar?
What did I say when you walked in? I said, I have a bad feeling about today and what was just announced.
Do you want me to say?
Yes.
Megan Rapinoe not starting.
Okay. Team captain.
Yep.
And has as many goals as Alex Morgan.
Yep.
And is their best player right now.
Yeah, she probably broke rules. I mean, she probably – I'm guessing, right? So just – I'm assuming. Don't take this as – The coach has probably told her to tone it down. You know, look, I agree. The coach might agree with her on everything. Just say, tone it down. Let's make this about the team. Let's not make this about you. And she's been making it about herself.
Okay.
And this is really unfortunate.
I know where you're going with this because literally when you sat down during the top of the hour break, I asked you, I said, here we go again. So the day of a match or leading into that last match, it was her interview that went viral about bleep the president and all of that. I don't want to go to the White House. This morning, Sue Bird, her girlfriend, wrote on the Players Tribune, it's sort of a website for athletes, wrote about how, bleep him, why I love my girlfriend and all of that. Nationally, a lot of reporters are like, go you and everything. Yeah. But again, on a day of a match, and you and I are speculating. We do not know if that is why. Jordan, look online for me. And see if there's a reason being given because this is Drew Brees not playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is Tom Brady not playing in the AFC Championship game. The semifinals is the one before the finals. So, this is big news.
Look, it could be tactical. It could be tactical.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, there's
now, not starting or not playing, does it say?
No, not starting, but it could be that they're sitting down.
In a team meeting.
It could be completely tactical.
I mean, she could come in 2 minutes.
Yeah, the players have to be bought into what they're doing, right? So the players have to believe that her sitting on the bench, whether it's tactical or for some other reason, the players have to be bought in. They have to be at their best. Remember we said it's a distraction and people say maybe it's not a distraction. It is a distraction. This is about soccer. It's about focusing on your performance. It's about nothing else. And what's happened is the player, and players often do this, is they take this stage to get their own personal message out. I understand it, but in the bigger picture, the whole nation, if not the globe, is watching this game today.
Okay.
And they want to see the United States play great football.
And like I said, you and I are we don't know.
I don't know.
And that's why I'm glad you brought up it could be tactical.
Could be tactical.
But again,
I wouldn't understand it if it was.
Here's the point that I'm making. The fact that you would even ask, is it not, that's the point you and I are trying to make. When you have storylines outside of what's going on the pitch, it's all the talk and chat. Now, again, they're in the locker room. They're getting ready for the game. They're warming up. It's not affecting them. It's more of the talk. right. leading into the game here in less than an hour.
Right.
So we don't know. But that's the point that you and I are saying, yeah. that now there's people across the country now wondering,
let me throw some more speculation out of right. there. Did U.S. soccer say she ain't starting?
Right. But again, that's what I'm getting at.
You know, there's a national anthem going to be played, which I'm going to be proud of. Well, I'm not even born here. I'm going to be proud of it.
But that's my point. Yeah. And that's what we're saying is that's the issue with it. Have the stage, and you and I talked about it during the break. Yeah. I'm like, and I get it. And I'm not being disrespectful, but your relevancy hits its peak every 4 years for the ladies. Right. That's just reality, yeah. right?
And this is her twilight.
And right I get now. It. So yeah. Now Kim McCauley covers soccer for SB Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Just tweeted, so you're wondering why Megan Rapinoe isn't starting for the U.S. Women's National Team. As good as Pinoe is, she doesn't contribute a lot defensively. Kristen Press is the fastest and fittest player on the Women's National Team. England, RB, I guess, right back.
Yeah.
Lucy Bronze has been the best player at this tournament, so that's why. So it looks like it could be tactical as to why they're doing that, but you're grinning. She's the team captain.
Stop. If people are trying to convince themselves of that,
okay.
The girl finishes the penalties. She scored a critical goal under pressure. She's led the team. Let's take the politics out of it. She's led the team. She's the most experienced player there. My guess is that when they had a team meeting about rules or what they could say and not say in social media or what they could do this, that, and the other, and she broke them. So I would guess. I'm assuming that the coach had no choice.
Okay. Dan Wetzel. Yahoo Sports just tweeted, a U.S. soccer spokesperson will only say that Rapinoe not starting is, quote, not a disciplinary decision. No other information will be given until Jill Ellis speaks after the game. Rapinoe has scored all four of the American goals in knockout play. But again, that's the point. That's why we're talking about it. People could be listening right now going, stop trying to make it an issue. Other people there covering the game mm-hmm. are asking, is mm-hmm. this a disciplinary issue based mm-hmm. off of how open know, she's been in talking and being political?
Again, I've got a coach's
mind. That's why
I've got a coach's mind, right? So
correct.
I get inside the coach's mind. I know that I want top performance, and I know that she's led on the field. We understand about tracking back and having older legs and saving them for when she gets in the final third. We know all this stuff. But she's led the team. The coach has to believe that she's not able to lead the team today, because you don't leave that player on the bench. You don't leave on the most critical game in history for the United States soccer, you know, since the last World Cup, probably in history, this is the biggest one. You leave your best player out. You leave the player that's making it happen for you.
She scored four goals in the last two games.
Yeah.
And she's not starting. Again, now that doesn't mean in the
second. It could be tactical.
In the second minute.
I wouldn't believe it.
But that's what I'm getting at. Starting doesn't mean that you can't come in the second minute, the 10th minute, the 5th minute. Whatever. So look, now they're showing her behind you, breaking news on the TV coverage there. So again, and she's not smiling when they just showed her.
But the players, the players, just say something's going wrong on the pitch. Something goes wrong. The leader has been Rapinoe, right?
Yeah.
It's been Rapinoe. So something's not working
Alexi Lalas right now.
Who's going to fix it?
He's shaking his head.
Who's going to fix it?
But that's my point. That's why we're leading.
Are they
going
to be going to the coach and say, bring her on? Are they going to challenge the coach on this? We don't know. Only the coach knows, right? The coach has done a great job to this point, in my opinion. She's
Kenny,
taking criticism.
You're 50 minutes from kickoff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is incredible. I mean, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, to me, it would literally be like Drew Brees is not starting, and the game's at 12, and it's 11-10.
Oh, the drama.
You know it's just to get more viewership.
The drama.
It's to get more and that's what I'm saying.
No, get out. You need, it's a win. It's a win.
And look, here we go. We're now on the third minute of video, and now they're showing the staff, and now everyone's talking. But that's what I'm getting at, Kenny. The first 10 minutes of the opening segment has been on this on Fox right now.
Yeah.
And you know.
Ed McGinnis from Paris.
All right, there he is. Ed, how you doing, man? Thank you for giving us a buzz here on the Sports Hangover. What's Paris like?
Well, it's Lyon. Actually, if I was in Paris, I'd be about a couple hours away from here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Well, we had to take a tram ride from the center of Lyon out here for about 30 minutes, and if I didn't know what a sardine was like, I sure do now.
So that kind of crowd heading over to the game, we were just talking about the big news that just broke.
Have you heard the big news, Ed?
No, I haven't. I was listening to you guys on the replay. All I know is I heard some excited voices.
Well, I don't know what you're going to think. Can you break the news or will I break?
Sure, go ahead.
Megan Rapinoe has been dropped to the bench.
You're kidding me. I painted my hair purple today.
Yeah, she's
I thought that was for the jesters, Ed.
She's not starting. Now, that doesn't mean you don't come in for a minute or two, but right now we're all talking about what could it be. The U.S. soccer saying it's not disciplinary, but they're not elaborating after that. They're saying they'll make more known after the game. But like I told Coach here inside of 15 minutes before kicking off a semifinal, she scored 4 goals in the last 2 games. She's your team captain. It's eyebrow raising for sure.
I'll tell you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, what's really funny is I was on my way into the stadium with my daughter and my 2 nieces, and this lady stops me, and I did for the first time ever. Kenny will tell you, I would never normally do this kind of stuff. I painted my hair purple. A lady comes up to me, and she says, "Who did your hair, and did you do Megan's?" And I said, "Of course I did Megan's hair. What do you expect?" And she says, "You do know I'm her twin sister, right?" And I said, "No, you're not. Yeah, whatever." And then I looked down at her VIP badge. It was Megan's twin sister and her mom. So if I'd have known about that, I could have asked her if they knew anything.
Well, I don't think they did.
I'm looking at her Twitter.
The world didn't know 10 minutes ago.
Her Twitter page right now, Mpino, is her Twitter handle. And she has a GIF of saying, you know, it's sponsored by Body Armor. And she says, "We ready." So, again, it's very interesting that all this is happening, coming about. But you know what? Ed, you're there, so let's not waste any more of your time. Kenny and I can speculate and talk a little bit more about this. Just paint the picture, man. A, why are you there? I mean, is this a big thing to go to a Women's World Cup and go check out the semifinal?
Well, the second mortgage came through on the house. But about 6 months ago, I put in for a lottery with U.S. Soccer for some tickets for the semifinals and finals. My wife thought it was a scam, so I paid about $40 or $50 a ticket, and they called me and said, "You got the tickets."
Wow.
And then they told me, "You got to pick them up in Lyon." My wife insisted until yesterday that it was a scam, because yesterday we picked up the tickets. We're 10 rows off of the goal line, and my nieces and my daughter are just ecstatic. This was sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We just weren't going to pass up.
Wow, it's incredible.
Please send some photographs back to us for our social media and for Carrollton Boosters and New Orleans Jesters to see where you are and where you're positioned.
I sure will.
You know what it is, Ed? Because you run, I mean, you know the appreciation I have for the Carrollton Boosters Soccer Association, and you've been running it. What does this mean for girls soccer? I just think this is phenomenal, the amount of attention, and they're getting the stage that they normally don't get with this intensity globally, and looking forward to these games. There's a massive amount of intensity. You must feel it at the stadium. But for you to be there and then also to run this program that has a couple of thousand kids in it, I think, how does it feel for you?
Well, it's really remarkable. My daughter and my nieces, who both, all of them play soccer, you know, to see them come over here and sort of see not just the players, but see everybody out, coming out to cheer everybody on, it's really wonderful.
Yeah,
you know, over at Carrollton, we try and, you know, it's all about fun, right? And it's trying to make sure the game is fun. We know that at Carrollton, we're not going to make, you know, we're not going to get the next women's national team or men's national team players, at least not all of them, out of there. Mm-hmm. But we want them when they're a little older, like Kenny and I, to go out and kick the ball around in a park and just have a good time with it. And honestly, you know, if I were in town, we'd probably have a tent up somewhere and probably have the game going. Yeah. I know there's several watch parties locally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just always amps up excitement, and our registration numbers, and I think all soccer registration numbers, go up when the U.S. is participating in something like this.
And with the Gold Cup going on with the men's and the women's cup here right now, I mean, this is why we've had Kenny on basically every day to kind of talk about this. This is kind of one of those moments that does help the sport, and you do see it. I talk about this all the time. I live by Lafreniere Park, man, and we go walk like Saturday mornings with the kid. I got a 2.5-year-old, and it's like, everything that everywhere where there's a pitch of grass, man, there's a soccer game going on Saturday, Sunday, regular day of the week. You just talked about numbers. Can you kind of give listeners that maybe don't follow the sport as much an idea of how the game has grown in the last 5-10 years, to you even personally?
Yeah, so for me personally, I started out as just a regular, you know, volunteer coach on Saturdays. And then when we realized, you know, our organization is all volunteer, you know, you start running a grade level, you know, like maybe first and second grade or third and fourth grade. And then what I wound up doing is started to run the whole program. It's sort of like a, you know, you get promoted a little bit, or you're the last person standing is more like it. But for the program itself, over the last 5 years, we've seen our numbers go up about 50%. and really in the rec program and in the competitive program across the city, there's been a lot more interest. And it's really nice. You know, I think all sports are important. I think the only thing that folks like Kenny and I are trying to do is just let people know that there are opportunities out there for kids to play soccer at little or no cost. And, you know, nobody should be excluded. And right. We've seen it grow. We hope it grows some more in the future.
Yeah, and this women's team is really doing some fantastic stuff for us, Ed, as well, just bringing the attention to the game. And I'm just delighted that that they're getting the attention that they never used to get. It was always in the shadow of the men's game, and they've kind of overshadowed the men in a way. And I think it's fantastic because I think it's a great opportunity for these kids. And when they see it, they see these kids perform at the level, as they see these players perform at the level they perform at. And these were the same as them years ago when they were playing in the park or getting into a club team or whatever it may have been. The opportunity is there, and this really brings it home. I'm extremely excited for the game. I did want to ask about the color. What's the color outside the game like, Ed?
You know, it's all red, white, and blue.
Wow. Britain.
It is, well, yeah, it's all red, white, and blue. Everybody's having a really good time. They had a Brazilian drum corps come through here a little while ago. I was actually crouched behind a fire truck trying to block some of the noise. There's a couple of helicopters overhead. Right. We're a little away from downtown. Everybody's just in a great mood. One of the many television cameras go by, and there's groups of families and kids that are run up and scream at the TV and at the TV camera, that is. So there's a lot of excitement here. I'm sort of looking forward here in a few minutes to going in the game, and, you know, hopefully they're all going to play hard and it'll be fun, and we'll be back here again on Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, you're going to be at the game Sunday anyway, but let's hope the USA are in it. Gus?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it's cool, man. I'm a little jealous you're going to be there and check it out, because that's one of those things that I can't wait for the World Cup to come back here stateside. And when that happens, I'm making it a point to, I got to go catch a game and see what that whole atmosphere is sort of like.
It's incredible. Men or women, it's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You know,
Ed, go
have fun. I was telling Kenny at the quarterfinals, I was over at Tracy's. I live in the channel. And the place was packed. Yeah. You know, Jeff's there. He's happy as hell. The place is packed. Yeah. And when they scored that second goal, the cheer that went up, you could have sworn Drew threw a touchdown in the end zone.
Super Bowl.
By the way, Megan Rapinoe scored that second goal, who's not starting in this game. So
first goal, too.
Exactly. Four goals in two games, not starting. Ed, thanks, man. Have fun. Somebody from Uptown there having fun over there in France.
Thanks for checking in, Ed. Enjoy the game.
All right, Gus, Kenny, y'all take care.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Right.
He's lucky.
Wow.
And you
want to
be there?
News.
Yeah,
he's outside the ground. He didn't even know.
Yeah,
he's standing at the stadium.
I'm telling you.
Half those people going into the stadium don't know.
You can tell me all you want. This is defensive purposes.
She broke rules. She challenged the coach. I don't care what anyone says. She challenged the coach, and the coach needs to establish her authority on the team. I can't see how she'd leave her out technically.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. Let's hit the break because, again, I keep saying it's Drew Brees not playing.
Yeah.
He's the team captain.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
He's the face of the
team. All of a sudden, she's
the franchise player, right?
All of a sudden, she's that bad on defense that you're. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It would be like, well, they got really good cornerbacks, so maybe we need to put somebody else in that has a better. Stop it. Sports Hangover continues next at ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, 71 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, and they can order larger. They stock 2, 3, and 4-blade propellers up to 40 inches. Also, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Listen to this. Alario Brothers now stocking rudder blades. You can make your own rudder. They also carrying stainless steel plate pieces. You can make your own V-strut. A huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and gripless shaft seals. Also stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings, along with a big line of motor mounts. If they don't have it, they can get it for you. Go visit Alario Brothers before the season. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
Folks, it's coming tonight. The weather's heating up, and at AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need it most. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. It's the summer clearance event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, I got to give props to our intern here, Kenny Farrell. Hey, first off, I was going to ask you, what do you think of his hair? You always make comments on his hair. No haircut,
well,
but he still has the hat.
Ever since you told me that I have a really bad haircut, I've just been wearing hats.
But I got to give him credit because there was a shot on the Fox coverage above you on the TV here in the studio that pulled out, and you see the Eiffel Tower, and on the zoom out, there's a Statue of Liberty there. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then Jordan, I'm going to read word for word. My man over here doesn't know any music or anything, but he goes, I mean, it makes sense. The statue was built there. Remember, the French gave the Statue of Liberty to the U.S.
That's right.
And then in 3 years later, in 1886, it went to the country here.
Correct.
In 1889, I looked it up on Google, U.S. gave a smaller version to France as a sign of a friendship there. So. Yeah. So Jordan, he knew that.
There's not much friendship there now because they're supporting England in this game.
Exactly. What's up with that?
I wish people were that friendly nowadays.
Well, we were talking about it during the break there about how this is. And again, I don't know if it's speculative or not, but she's been very political, gone after the president, president gone after her. I get all of that. The thing is, and I said, look, if you want to use sport to use it as a voice and all that, we can discuss that. On game day is my biggest question is, her girlfriend today came out and wrote a love letter to her, but basically saying bleep everybody who doesn't support her and whatever.
Right.
And it's 50-50. There's a lot of people saying good for her doing that. And a lot of people going, stop making it about you.
Right.
Focus on the game.
Right.
We don't know if that's the reason. We don't know if it's something other than that she did over there. The thing is this, it's a semifinal game. Inside of the hour to kick off, the news broke at the top of the hour, right when you walked in, and we had started the show at the top of this hour. And she is the team captain, has scored the same amount of goals as Alex Morgan in the entire tournament. The last two games has scored 4 goals, is the best player on the U.S. roster, and now we're seeing tweets of, oh, well, maybe she's just not good enough defensively to do it. Stop it. So you're telling me, that's why I used the analogy before we went to break.
Yeah.
So Drew Brees is facing a pass rush, and it's not fleet of foot. Let's put Taysom Hill back there because he can run around people and elude the pass rush. Have you ever heard of a team captain in a World Cup game not start because of tactical reasons because somebody else is better? Like I'm just asking, realistically.
So there is situations where really quality players on some international teams may take roles. Look, Carly Lloyd is coming off the bench, right?
Right.
So another that you might have fantastic players that have roles they know going in. They may be used here. They may be used there. They may start a game, they may come off the bench, and they're looking at the opposition, you're looking at the legs of the player, you're looking at the experience, you're looking at the effect on the team, you're looking at the dressing room, and how's your effect in the dressing room, how do you lead the players, how do you get them up, how do you get them motivated. Very important in soccer to have those players.
And then also what you'll have is social media rules, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about in a minute. But you, what you don't have is a shock decision 60 minutes before the kickoff. You don't have a shock decision 60 minutes before the kickoff. You know, because the players may have known. I don't know. Maybe they had a meeting last night, but I think it would have leaked, to be honest with you, if they had have known. So they probably didn't know. And it's just a very difficult, strange situation. Look, it could be – I'm not saying I know everything, but I'm telling you, in the coaching that I've been doing for so many years, that's a very strange situation going into that game.
Alexi Lalas is going back and forth with people on Twitter right now during the commercial break, and people are going, okay, look, Rapinoe really hasn't played that well. Two PKs in a game in which she was otherwise ineffective, fluky free kick, then one good poached goal. And Alexi goes, very true, but he says it's also a mental thing here. Rapinoe's a leader, as important as any, or Morgan or anyone else. I would have been less surprised to see Sarbrunn out or Ertz move back, as much as I think Sarbrunn's among the best ever. So that's what he's saying. He's like, regardless, tactical or not, there's a reason you wear the armband, right?
I hope the team is bought into the decision. Because, you know, the coach isn't going to play. Rapinoe's obviously not going to play. It's the players are going to play. They don't need to be distracted. You know, they obviously know what the outlet is when they go through Rapinoe. They know how to play in the game. The system of the team has been good both when they were on the front foot in the early games and when they decided to sit in and play out the game, the last game that they played. They've done a really good job. But I just it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, Alexi Lalas tweeted before that, tired? It's the semifinal of the World Cup.
Exactly.
Apparently, Coach Ellis gave a quick interview, ended the interview quickly, and Rapinoe didn't look happy when they showed her as well. So I don't know. I'm trying to backtrack on Twitter here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Coach said that she was tired. Now, I'm just going to say this now.
The coach is probably tired of her.
If the coach came out and said she's not playing today because she's tired.
That's not the truth.
She is bold-faced lying.
Well,
I mean, but again, you and I talked about this during the break. Mm-hmm. If that's the reason her outspokenness, you can't say that.
No, you can't say it.
You can't say it.
You can't say it. But there's rules before you go.
But
listen,
but
before they
don't
even
give
left
me,
to
I'm tired.
Before they even went to the World Cup, the rules are going to be laid out for what they say to the media, how they say it, social media rules. All these are laid out, right, because the coach wants to have control of the mental capacity of the team. And it seems to be that she's taking this opportunity, in my opinion, it's only an opinion, to make it about her and not make it about the team. That is very disappointing to me. Now, as a parent of a young child, that the whole nation is focused on this thing, I don't particularly want them to even get a glimpse of this, you know, hammering your nation type thing. But that's just me as a parent. I prefer just to keep it to the sport than have any of that stuff.
Washington Post soccer writer Stephen Goff's over there. And again, this goes back to our point that we were making earlier. We don't know what it is, but when you kind of tend to make a lot of comments, people have to go by based off of what they know and what they've seen. Mm-hmm. So Stephen Goff is saying that the way it looks to him, he's spoken to several people on the team or as part like intermediaries. They just keep referring to ask Coach Ellis. Mm-hmm. Another tweet 30 minutes ago, seems like something minor, injury perhaps, don't know, but Ellis wants to keep it as quiet as possible. I'm guessing she has a minor neck, or Ellis doesn't want to reveal anything ahead of the second half arrival. Just speculating, Rapinoe standing on the sideline during warmups. So I was saying, if it's disciplinary or something like that, because you see this in football, right? A coach will hold out a player for the first series or a quarter. Unless she could come in.
Doesn't work that way.
If she's not warming up, Coach, you think she's not playing? I mean, do players?
I can't.
Because you're a coach, right? So if you have a substitute coming in the second half, they go through full warm-ups in a game, right?
Yeah, they'll go through the warm-ups.
So you think she's injured?
But the player won't go. If you're not starting the game, you won't be at the intensity level that the starting 11 are at. You won't. You'll be off to the side. There'll be a little warm-up. You'll be getting used to the feel of the stadium. You'll be taking in the environment. You'll be probably focusing what your role might be because you've been told before the game what your role might be if you come in, and that may change. So you're going through images of what you've got to do and, you know, this, that, and the other. It may be total speculation.
35 seconds ago, Lalas just tweeted. Again, he's tweeting during commercial breaks above your head. Yeah. Rapinoe is not starting, and she's not even moving. So she's just watching. So
he's great on social media.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Again, that's to my point.
Oh,
if you're not starting, I mean, you're at least leaving the instant. Hey, she could come in. So, but if she's not moving and doing
anything, as a coach, if she's my leader and I've decided to sit her in this game, she's on the pitch leading the rest of the players. She's more enthusiastic. She's in their faces. She's making She's making sure the intensity level is there. She's making sure that the players are focused. She's making the first touch is good. She's making sure that they're limber, that they're stretching correctly, that any ball that's hit to them anywhere
clapping
is under control.
Clapping your hands, doing all this
stuff. Under control. Are you focused? She's looking for the mental focus. She's looking for everything as the leader. She's not doing one piece of that because I can see behind me.
Yeah.
She's not doing that.
And that's what I'm talking about, Coach. This makes you think that this decision came within the last 2 hours or an hour.
Yeah. When the team was announced. Okay. Like, so at training yesterday, I mean, I haven't been there and I didn't see the training yesterday.
Well, I told you on her Twitter 12 hours ago was, let's go, we're ready.
Yeah. It's I mean, she's training.
Good luck.
She's at full pace training.
Right.
So it's not an injury.
Right.
This is
unless
incredible. She fell out of bed last night or something, but it's not an injury because she was training at full pace. Everybody at the ground, all the reporters at the ground who are usually very astute, don't pick up on anything. Everything's good, hungry, ready to go, big game. And there's nothing until now. Really? I mean, really.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is the worst thing you could possibly do, isn't it? I mean, because
it's the most massive distraction of a semifinal I can ever think of.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know we've gone on this for 30 minutes, but this is big. I mean, like, this is, I'm trying to think of anything like this that's ever happened.
Look, the coach made the decision. Right? She made the decision, nobody else.
When we take a break, we'll come back, we'll talk a little bit, because we still need to talk about the game itself and the tactical aspect of it, but when we're looking at it from this perspective, you said something I want to kind of reiterate on when we come back out of break. There had to have been support for this because you do not make a decision like this not knowing that a lot of people are going to be asking questions. This is the Sports Hangover. USA and England World Cup Women's semifinal kicking off in 27 minutes. Their star, their captain, not playing, looks like. Definitely not starting. We'll continue a little bit of this as well. Coming up in hour three, Antonio Daniels will go to Philly. We'll go to Utah and see what it's like to have watched J.J. Redick last season, Derek Favors for a couple of seasons in Utah as well. So don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover and your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
My name is Big Mike Fazy, and I know tough times. I remember my mom counting pennies to buy a loaf of bread. Always promised myself to strive to do better for my children, and I have been blessed to do so. Now I want to strive to do better for our communities, from education to career opportunities, from coastal erosion to infrastructure. I know we can make better tomorrows because I've done it all my life. I ask for your support and your vote. Big Mike Fazy for State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet, the back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it, but it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover.
I'd be doing Twitter if I knew how to use it. I've got one. I just don't know how to use it.
You don't. What do you mean you don't know how to use it? You just press the button and it reloads and you read tweets.
Adjusters actually corrected one of my tweets because I put the wrong Kenny Farrell because apparently you have two.
By the way, are we
accounts.
Ever going to name our podcast or is it just the No Name Podcast?
Kenny and Kat.
Kenny and Kat. I would rather the No Name. You have a suggestion?
I prefer
since
No
Coach
Name.
Here?
I kind of like Kenny and Kat.
Kenny and Kat.
Kenny and Kat. I kind of like
Kenny and Katty.
Kenny and Kathy.
These are terrible names. So as of now, look at Megan. She had arms crossed and just.
I get her off the pitch. Yeah. I just drop her right now.
I mean, seriously.
Everybody in the world is looking at her.
I mean, again, I am not exaggerating. And for you people that are listening right now, I promise you're getting
the NBA
next
hour. This does get to the root of it, though. Just think about this. If you're dropped from a game.
Now she's being hugged by her teammates.
Well, someone came during a commercial break and said, hey, look more energetic. Well,
No, but just think about this. For the leadership qualities, you take it on the chin if you're dropped, right? You take it on the chin. If it's not about you, you'll do whatever you have to do for the team. This woman, this lady that's up there right now is not doing what she needs to do for that team.
Again, what's the reason we're going on there? This is the USA semifinal World Cup, right? Winner goes to the finals on Sunday. The reason it's getting the coverage it is on Twitter and in this pregame show, because they've thrown everything out the window.
Yeah.
They are just every 10 seconds, it's the analyst talking, and then it's to Megan's body language, and it's to the team working out. It's what makes us think, Kenny, that this decision was a surprise.
And, of course.
And look, and to the people that are covering the game for the last couple of days.
Oh, look at the crowd.
Right? They've done stories. They have insight. You know, they have insight, information. So the fact that they all look completely stunned.
Yeah.
This was well kept, or Kenny, this was made in that locker room when they all showed up.
There was a conversation this morning about this, and the team was probably told 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
The team was,
you
know.
Can say tired, you can say injury, you can give me tactical.
Let's forget about going there.
This is a captain who's been very outspoken. She said, bleep the president. You can say, well, he went back out for I'm not saying that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what she's done. And then this morning, her girlfriend came out, wrote a big love letter to her, also saying, bleep the president and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So you just wonder. You know, I told you at the top of the hour when the news broke, I'm like, I'm wondering if it is that.
Yeah, look, all that stuff, that it really is distracting. It shouldn't happen. She probably broke rules.
Ah.
What I want to get to right now is, if I'm dropped, if the United States is winning the World Cup is more important than me, I would not have that body language on that pitch right now. I'd be out there. I'd take it on the chin. I'd go back into the dressing room afterwards with the coach and say, you know, let's have it out. They may have it. But the fact of the matter is, she's a distraction right now. Just look at that body language. It's terrible. That's the captain. That's the leader. I don't know any sport that I would accept that. I wouldn't even have her on the pitch, to be honest with you. And now you've got to distract those players who are trying to get ready to play a game.
Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports, again, 9 minutes ago. Rapinoe's just standing on the sideline during the team warm-up. She's not participating, which suggests she won't play at all today. You know, and again, it's one thing to not get the start. You can bring her in. But to your point, the body language and what you're seeing, which is why I asked you as a coach, if I know I might be a second half substitute or something, what's that procedure? How do I warm up? But everything that we're seeing, and again, this is why it's so big.
I'm so disappointed. It's unreal.
Well, and that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. My issue is this. You want to use the stage to speak and use it. No problem. It's game day. It's game day.
Yeah.
That's my issue because for 40 minutes on this show, we're talking about it. It's bigger on a national stage, and it's bigger on the global stage. And now all of a sudden, this has become the story, but not England, who had a pretty good showing in the quarterfinal.
Yeah, but you know that the coach wants the best team on the pitch. You know.
Again, she's the captain.
You know that the coach had this – the situation, whatever it was – gave the coach no option. If it's not an injury, which it's not, because they would tell us if it was an injury.
Right, exactly.
The coach, obviously, it's not tactical. If it was tactical, we would have seen that before. You wouldn't have left her on 90-odd minutes.
Exactly. You wouldn't have left her on. She was so bad defensively, but she scored two goals for the last game. But it's not tactical.
She's played the 4 minutes of every game, as far as I remember.
Yes.
So it's not that. So the coach who wants to win the semifinal for the United States very, very badly with the rest of the players, to leave her out, is, or to bench, is disciplinary, in my opinion. I could be wrong, just guessing from a coach's perspective. But it has to be that there's no option. The coach had no option. Whatever transpired, whatever rules were broken, whatever conversations they had, it obviously left the coach no option.
It was her decision or somebody above her told her?
Well, I think there may have been conversations right. with the United States Soccer Federation delegations that's there, and certainly with Carlos Cordero, who knows that girls, and not just girls, boys and girls are watching this game all across the country, and it should be about the sport, and it should be about just the performance, the game, the national pride, winning the World Cup, being number one in the world, and performing and showing people how you can get to the top if you put the time in, you put the effort in, and you maximize your potential. These are the stories we should be bringing more girls to the game. How many people just want to turn it off when you F this and you F that, basically? How many people turn it off?
Yeah.
Parents don't want to see it. And I'm sure that's been a conversation.
Well, like I said, it's a shocking development, and it absolutely is, as we're now almost 15 minutes to kickoff. So, yeah. Kenny, let's start turning our attention to the game. But, again, that's okay. It's USA and England.
This is too much fun.
So the U.S. has beaten England a little bit earlier in the year, 3-0. Yeah. You said it had been underwhelming, and then the quarterfinal match happened, and they played really well, scored a couple of goals to get into this point.
Yeah. Well, I told you that they weren't playing to their potential, England, but they were squeaking through in games, and I don't think they found themselves until the last game when they opened up and really played to their potential. If they can keep that going, it's going to be a tough day for the U.S. I do think the U.S., before what happened today, I had them winning the game. Basically, if you look at the matchups across the field, I think the U.S. are better matched up in more places than England are with them, and I would have gone for a win, probably by a goal, maybe even going to overtime today, but with the distraction, I don't know how that's going to... This is no man's land right now, because just say things do break down early on. Who's going to fix the problems? Where's the leader now? Are the players mentally strong enough to get on with it and fix themselves? Or is the distraction going to be bring Megan on, looking at the coach saying, hold on a second. You know, you never know what's going to happen, you know, because the players themselves are probably in a little bit of shock as well right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they've probably been told, even though they probably bought in, even though they probably said, okay, we're going to go with it, whatever. It's really in their craw right now. So I think it's a very difficult one to predict. I'm hoping that it's not that big of a distraction, but come on.
How important is it then for this team to get off to a quick start? They've gotten some early goals in the games to keep moving on and getting going. By the way, it's Netherlands and Sweden tomorrow this time at 2 o'clock, or at 1 p.m. tomorrow on FS1 if you want to check it out on FS1, not on Fox. So, and then Sunday 9 a.m., so I'm coming over to your place for breakfast.
Well, I'll be in Mexico.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
And you know, there's a huge game going on with Argentina and Brazil today. So.
That is very true. Is that the semifinal?
Semifinals of Copa America as well, you know. So it's like soccer.
Come on, Messi. Stop, man. Why do you're a Ronaldo fan? Ronaldo or Messi, you got to pick one.
Ronaldo.
And that's all the time we have for Coach Kenny Farrell now. See, I'm 5'7", so I got to go with the smaller player. Quick break, we come back. Let's talk a little tactics here and really what's the key.
Okay.
Don't forget Antonio Daniels, your newest color analyst for Fox Sports New Orleans. We're joining us at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about the Pels moves and what's going on in the NBA. I know he's super excited to be on board. He'll be with Joe Myers. Todd Graffanini, your new voice of the Pelicans on radio. Right here in your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. We'll be back.
My name is Tim Saunier. I'm running for sheriff of Terrebonne Parish. Our most precious resource for the security of Terrebonne Parish is our police officers. The office belongs to the people. I will always have an open door policy and open lines of communications with the people of Terrebonne Parish. I've proudly served my country for 35 years, and I humbly ask you for the responsibility to continue and serve and lead our law enforcement officers into the future. Friend me on Facebook or visit my website, TimSaunierForSheriff.com. Paid for by the Tim Saunier for Sheriff campaign.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Does Obama know who Stugatz is, and has this show ever been televised on Air Force One?
Billy had another question, by the way. Is it okay to call him Barry?
Oh, it is. It's definitely okay to call him Barry, just like it's okay to call Sandra Bullock Sandy, which Dan said no one calls her Sandy. Guess who does call her Sandy? All of her friends. So it is okay to call her Sandy, if she gives you permission, which she hasn't given me. But if we met, we'd be friends, and she could tell me that I could call her Sandy. just like Barry, would tell me, hey, I like you. I've seen you on Air Force One. Call me Barry.
Dan, is it okay to call Stephen A. Smith Sass?
I'm going to pay Amin $10 if he takes a video the next time he sees Stephen A. Smith and says, what's up, Sass?
Sass is pretty good.
I don't think he would like that.
Well, that's not what I said. I said that's pretty good. I wasn't asking you how that would arrive through Sass's prism.
You like Sass? You can keep him. It's yours now.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Again, if you think it's not a big deal, it's still the bottom crawl on all the covers that we're seeing right now. Again, as we're getting closer to kickoff here at the top of the hour. All right, so let's get into it.
Right.
What kind of team is England?
I think they're technical. I think they've got creative players. I think they physically match up with the United States. I think the United States is slightly better than them. But I think the way the United States have been playing is they've been getting the ball wide and they've been getting crosses in. It's been very successful for them. You look at the penalties they got that came off wide balls coming in. Rapinoe's goal came off wide balls coming in. That's kind of been the style. I've complained a little bit about the U.S. of not having some creativity on the edge of the box. 1-2's creative player running at them, drawing defenders in. So if England's strong enough defensively, they might be able to handle that and kind of play and counterattack football. I'm not sure how it's going to go now, but the one thing is I just heard that the England goalkeeper has been changed. The keeper that's in right now,
wow.
I believe, but that's due to injury, due to a hamstring.
Okay.
So what I would do is I'd put her under pressure early. I would probably...
What's funny you say, I don't mean to interrupt you, but they just saw the graphic above your head. The U.S. and England, least goals conceded, 5. So that's big.
Yeah,
I mean, that's somebody that hasn't either been tested or has done a lot of good saves.
Well,
they're now not playing.
Well, now what you got to do is, like, early you got to test the goalkeeper of England. I would like to see some corners come in early or crosses come in early and kind of be a little bit assertive. I wouldn't say aggressive, but knock her to the floor a few times and see if she can handle it and see if she has the nerves to handle the pressure. I think that's probably what they should do early on. I think the United States should come out and play on the front foot and put them under pressure, get them to make mistakes. But as I said... That would be a good way to start the game, but as they settle into the game, I think you're going to see a very good match of football, very good match of soccer. And I have to, as I say, I have to give the American coach a lot of credit for the way she's handled every game so far. I think when they haven't been performing great, she's coached the games very well, made the right decisions, played the right tactics, dropped into low pressure when she needed to in the last game to get through, never gave France really an opportunity to score a goal. She's just done a very good job. Look, I'm very, you know, very impressed with what she's done, and I can't believe the amount of, you know, criticism she's been taking in the media. But I think they'll come out on top because of that. But I do believe if you allow one or two players from England to get into the game, they're very good at running at you from midfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a chance. You can't split this game.
All right, so Rapinoe really out tactically. I mean, look, Alex Morgan scored a lot of the goals, and a lot of people very recognizable and things of that nature. But again, I just keep looking at the past games they've had in success, and you said there have been question marks for the U.S. side on the defensive side. I just think, especially with this news, getting a goal early, which they have done in every game so far, if they can just get something in that first 10 minutes to be up 1-0.
No, that'd be nice.
I think it's going to help. The longer this goes scoreless or go down.
Look, the mental capacity of the team is strong enough. They've been there before. They're number one in the world for a reason. And England is up there in the top two in the world, the top three, I think it is. Even if it's 0-0 after 60 minutes, 70 minutes, both of these teams are experienced enough to know how to stay in the game and maybe pick one off. So it's great to go up a goal early because it means that you can play with less risk in the game and give less away. And you can play, you know, you can where the team that's chasing the game has to take a little bit more risk the longer the game goes on. So, but if it's not, and I don't expect it to be in this game, it'll be a long, drawn-out game, in my opinion. It'll be very close. You never know. It could be a goal fest. I cannot predict how this game's going to go right now with what's happening. It could be a goal fest as well. It could be a 3-2. It could be a 4-3.
You never know. Well, let's see how the teams approach the game, and we won't know till the ball kicks off. If I was the United States, I'd go at them. I'd press early. I think they have the players to do that. I think we can out-athletic them. And I know technically, I think that's slightly better in most parts of the field. So that's how I'd approach the game. If I was England, I'd probably soak a little bit of pressure, get confidence, build, keep some possession, and get the players confident so that they can get into their own rhythm and into their own game. I think you're going to see a very high level of soccer today. And I think the unfortunate part about this, if I was betting on it, is I think that England is hitting form a little bit more than the United States is hitting form. If you understand what I'm trying to say there, they're hitting their form, and they look to be on track. So who knows? No prediction.
Like I said, it's going to be interesting. We don't know what Coach Ellis is going to say after and what the explanation is going to be, but there's way too many people making it. I mean,
Coach Ellis is going to say after the game, listen, I enjoy being your coach. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Look, because Kenny, you're going to get a lot one way or another, and especially if they lose.
What a brave decision, by the way.
You know, it's going to be a question mark, and then it's going to be a bigger topic and story moving forward. Again, this isn't not just going to pertain to the women's world. It's going to be, if athletes feel a certain way are they bigger than the team? How does it work? I mean, yesterday the Kaepernick thing came out with Nike. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want shoes that have the flag on it. This is going to add to a much bigger discussion with July 4th here coming up on Thursday. If that's the issue. And again, it's just hard for me to believe it's anything other than not, because you're not taking Drew Brees out in the NFC Championship game because the Rams have a good pass rush. So we need a faster, this nonsense that some people are trying to say that, oh, it's because she's not good defensively. Stop it. She scored 4 goals in the last 2 games. She wears the captain armband for a reason. Yeah. And that's why it's a big deal. Yeah. If this was any other player, no one's even looking at they would have moved on in coverage.
Yeah.
It's the captain.
Yeah.
It's the person that's scoring all the goals. It's
the one that's been right now.
Exactly. One way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Been very outspoken. And has been the one that got all the attention.
I'm just wondering if on TV, the way they have
as the teams make their way out to the pitch.
You know, on TV when they have the player from the U.S. that's up there, that's usually I'm wondering, will they change it before halftime
again?
Put somebody else up
there. Every little video montage package that's above your head right now has her in there, which leads me to believe that Fox had no idea this was coming, because I promise you, it doesn't take long to just edit that out on video. They did not know this when they went on the air.
Nah.
I'm telling you, they didn't know this. Yeah. And that's why this is a big story
the
last hour.
Who was made captain? Because obviously my back said it.
I do not see the armband on just yet. They have the warm-ups as they're going to play both anthems here right now. So, again,
the girls do for the anthems.
Yeah, well, that would be something, wouldn't it, if all of them take a knee like she did?
Ooh, yeah.
They're standing right now, but let's see what again. Well, that would show that they don't agree with the coach to do that, Kenny. Again, it's the semifinal. It's incredible.
What a day! It's terrible that this is what the story is. This is the worst. This is so disappointing. This is the story. Like, it's kind of fun to talk about here, and you kind of look at every
God
scenario.
Save the Queens being played right now. Who wins?
Oh, it's so difficult. I would have said before the game, I would have said USA. I just don't know what wrinkle this throws into the players.
Mm-hmm.
And just understanding how, fragile it can be mentally when you're so focused and you've been together so long, I just don't know. I don't know what's going on in that dressing room.
Well, it's either going to galvanize or it's going to separate. But at the end of the day, I do think all the effort and everything that you put in, it's here. You know what you're playing for. And I think once the game starts, all that kind of goes off of it.
Yeah.
But again, you're taking a goal scorer
away.
Yeah,
but if things go adversely, right, if things don't work and you've got players that go into the sideline, get Rapinoe in, get Megan in. It can happen. It can happen, right? You're in the biggest game of your life for most of these players.
Yeah.
In the biggest game. And to use your analogy, Drew Brees has dropped from the championship game, not the Super Bowl, but the other game, and they're trying to get there, and he's dropped.
Behind you, all the players have their hands over their hearts and singing the national anthem as it's being played. All right, well, Kenny, thanks for stopping
in.
You and I will talk a little about this tomorrow. You're leaving. You're leaving.
No,
right?
When do you leave? Thursday.
You leave Thursday. Okay, that's awesome. You leave on July 4th to Mexico. That's great.
With my hand on my heart.
Yeah, exactly. With your hand on your heart. Go enjoy a vacation.
Yeah, I'll be wearing red, white, and blue.
We're going to talk tomorrow about this game. We'll see what happens. Yep. I say U.S. loses.
Oh, I don't
want them
to call
to,
it now.
But yeah. I just...
Well, I mean, the story I'm interested in is if U.S. Soccer told Jill Ellis to.
Jester is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Antonio Daniels coming up in hour number three, the new voice, a color analyst, rather, for television for Fox Sports New Orleans, along Joe Myers. We'll speak with him about the Pels here as well as, again, we'll keep you posted. USA and England in the semifinal. The Netherlands and Sweden, the other semifinal. Coach is running out of here. Look at him. He's want to go watch the game to make it so he can go see it. So Lyon is where it's happening. I thought it was Paris, but that's what's going to be is Lyon. Jordan, the intern, give me your prediction before we kick off. What do you got?
America's going to win in the 90th minute.
90th minute? Give me a score.
2-1.
Joey, give me a prediction. 1-0. Ooh, U.S. with the win. All right, we come back next hour. Join the intern. We're going to go to Utah. And then we're also going to go to Philadelphia. Tony Parks covers the Jazz. John Marks covers the Sixers. Antonio Daniels to lead things off in hour three. It's the Sports Hangover and your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Yeah.